If you want to go from where you are to this grand, amazing vision, you need to empower your manager. We cannot develop a career pathway that engages your people now, next, and beyond if you don't have.
Hey, salon owners, Larissa here. And if you're ambitious, growth focused, and chasing that $1 million mark, then you're going to love this episode. Coach Joel is taking over the mic yet again today, and he's going to break down the exact roadmap that we use to help salon owners like you create 100K stylists and therapists inside of your business. So if you're hungry for that next level, but your team feels maybe a bit maxed out and you just don't know what to do next, then this is the episode for you.
Hey team, and welcome to the podcast. It's me, Coach Joel, here from the boardroom inside of Salon Owners Collective. It's just me today, so just a short solo podcast for you to listen to, hopefully on your drive, and maybe share with you something that could be useful for you in your business or in your leadership. I wanted to talk to you today about how you can create 100K stylists or therapists in your business. And said another way, really offer, install, and systemize a career pathway that engages your people and inspires your people now, next, and beyond. So one of the challenges is that most owners think, if I have a stylist or a therapist who earns 50K a year, 60K a year, 70K a year, but if they earn 50K a year, then to go to 100K in the owner's mind, in the stylist's mind, in the therapist's mind, is I've probably got to double my hours. I've probably got to double my effort. And it's actually wrong. And that mindset is one of the biggest blockers to growing a high-performing team and scaling a super profitable business. And so the real challenge that often we have is that you might have a big vision. And if you are someone that has real ambition and you want to grow, you know, you might be at 800K turnover and you want to grow to $1.5 million turnover or even $3 million turnover, but you don't know how to share that vision without sounding greedy or being irrelevant to your team, or you want to get there, but you don't know how to get buy-in from your team who already feel maxed out, let's face it, or maybe you don't know how to unlock their next level of performance without them experiencing burnout. And that's a real big challenge, because on one side of the coin, it's like, I know what I want. Like, I wake up in the morning and if you ask me, where do I want to go in business? I'm like, I want to go there. I want to go up there. I want to level up. I want to get into above $1 million turnover. I want to turn over $3 million in the next 12 months. And so if that's you, sometimes we have these blocks around, I just don't know how to take that very first step. And so I wanted to briefly share with you what we do inside of Salon Owners Collective. When we meet an owner that has a massive ambition, that has a really big vision to want to go to that next level and double, maybe even triple the turnover or results that they're already experiencing. So number one, the first thing that we get our owner to do is to really simplify the pathway there. And that's really about empowering, improving, and executing. And so what I mean by that is, in the first instance, you need to empower your manager. Now, this can take 10 days. It can take 6 weeks. It really depends how tight your grip is on holding on to all of the things. And so we want to create a situation where if you're the only one that drives the bus, there's a problem, right? And if we could show you how to get your manager driving the bus, and you could, you know, sit beside her, you could sit with the apprentices in the front, you could go in the back seat with the master therapist, you could, you know, you could be wherever you want on the bus, you could even not be on the bus. If we could do that, what it would mean is that you could start to focus on improving team performance. So the first thing, we need to empower your manager. The second thing you need to do is you need to improve team performance. And I've seen it time and time again, like really client-centric, heart-driven, warm, amazing, kind owners that come into our world and they just have got their head in the sand with regard to team performance. And they avoid it, they deny it, they procrastinate around it. And eventually, it's the very reason why their bottom line is saying what it's saying. And so what we do is we show them how to improve team performance without pushing their people harder. So it's not the vision of like cracking the whip and pushing your people like more, come on. It's not that. It's not that at all. There is an elegant and very leaderful way to improve team performance. And that's just the second piece of the puzzle, right? So we're going to empower your manager. We're going to improve team performance so that you can actually execute the CEO tasks that only you can do. And that's important because most of us never actually get round to those, or we justify we can't get to those because we're stuck in doing the manager's role, or we're avoiding the very things that the team need to actually improve.
Hey, I just wanted to quickly interrupt you and say, hey, a quick thank you. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you're loving this episode. But let me ask you, have you ever felt like you reached the top of the mountain only to realize there's another even bigger peak ahead? So if you have hit the $1 million revenue mark already, but suddenly the strategies that got you here aren't really working anymore, growth has slowed, you're making bigger decisions, managing a larger team, and the weight of it all, well, it's a lot. It's exactly why I created the Salon Mastery Boardroom, and it's an exclusive place designed especially for salon CEOs like you, where you've gained a high level of achievement already. In the boardroom, we discuss high-level strategies, leadership insights, business model shifts, and things that we need to reach the next big milestone. Sometimes you just need a new milestone. Inside of Boardroom, you'll also be surrounded by powerhouse women and men, a powerhouse of community and other $1 million plus salon owners sharing insights, challenges, breakthroughs, because scaling to multi-million dollars, well, you shouldn't have to do it alone. So if you're ready to take your salon and your leadership to the next level, let's talk. I'd love to invite you to a complimentary $1 million strategy call. We'll map out your next steps, explore how Boardroom can support your journey. All you need to do is click now. I've put it in the show notes of this episode. Let's talk about your business and see if we're the right people to help you with your next step. All right, well, that's enough for me. And let's get back to the episode.
Like I said, the first thing that we do is we simplify the pathway. We make it really, really clear. If you want to go from where you are to this grand, amazing vision, you need to empower your manager. You need to improve staff performance. And lastly, you need to execute those CEO level tasks that only you can do. And they say, yes, Joel, yes, Joel, yes, Joel. And say, great, fantastic. So now that we're really, really clear about what it is that you need to do at a high level, now we need to get into the details. And this is when we do what almost no one knows how to do, but it is the thing that unlocks all of the greatness that sits on the other side of your current revenue turnover. So the second thing we do is we make the horse thirsty. So said in our industry's terms is we help your stylist or therapist to become self-motivated. So we don't lead our people by dragging them. And we certainly don't, you know, take the horse to the water and say, drink, drink, drink. We actually want to make the horse thirsty so it will go and drink the water on its own. And we show them why they should want more. See, one of the big problems that a lot of people have around money is that we grew up early days with all of this conditioning. And depending on when you were born, you might have been born into a world of abundance, or you might have been born into a world of lack. But the conditioning in society has often been, you know, money won't make me happy. It's the root of all evil. Rich people are greedy. Money's dirty. It doesn't grow on trees. Like, there's all of that conditioning floating around in the world. Like, don't talk about religion, politics, or money. Never share with people all the stuff about money. And what happens is that at an unconscious level, we actually believe, many of us, that money is not part of what is a happy and successful life. Even though we'd all agree logically that 99% of the products and services that are available for consumption on this earth require you to have money to get those things, whether that's a massage, whether that's taking your mum on an incredible holiday never to be repeated again, whether that's accessing a room like Boardroom, for example, like that costs money. And so to get into that, it's like, wow, you know, what an experience that would be. Like, you can't get to these places without money. And so what we've got is a whole bunch of stylists and therapists who actually unconsciously believe that they don't need money to be happy, but they also realize that money is actually what makes the world go around, and they get stuck. And so like most people, they just bury their head in the sand, avoid it, and they go, well, I'm just earning 50K, so, you know, I'm just going to keep doing that until something better comes along, until a job comes along that's easier where I can earn more money. And our job to install a career pathway that is actually really, really engaging for our people is to not say to them, look, the business is trying to turn over $2.4 million next year and we want to expand and do all these things and become a recognized brand. Like, that's okay, but I wouldn't lead with that. I'd lead with making the horse thirsty. Because if they don't reach their potential financially, then your business will never reach it either. And so you've got to begin with the staff member. You've got to improve staff performance. And the way that you do that is by starting with their mindset and their mindset around money. We've got an incredible training. It's 36 minutes long. And the owners push play. They set up a laptop in the salon. They push play. And I walk and talk your entire team through the money mindset piece. And at the end of that, the outcome is that your people are motivated to earn an extra 5K a year. They're motivated to earn an extra 50K a year. They want to be in the next level, which is the third piece, right? It's about building out what we call a 100K club. So we help owners to set up. It's really, really easy. It takes a small amount of time to set up. An aspirational inner exclusive circle of stylists or therapists that have decided, I want to earn 100K. And because they're already motivated now to want to earn more for their personal reasons, it just feels right. And this is the tangible resource that you bring into the salon that allows them to actually jump on the pathway, to jump on the train tracks and stay on the train tracks with other like-minded stylists or therapists that are after the same goal. They all want to turn over 100K. Now, when I say 100K, that could be £50,000. It could be US dollars. It might not be $100,000. It might be a different number, and that's okay. $100,000 is just the number that we use because here in New Zealand, it's quite an aspirational salary to experience. And so you can replace that with the $120,000 club, the $80,000 club. It doesn't have to be dollars, obviously, if you're in the UK or the US. But the key is to have that there as something that they can aspire to. We cannot develop a career pathway that engages your people now, next, and beyond if you don't have something in the future that they can grow into. And the 100K Club is exactly how we do that. And it's for those that want to grow, that want to earn more and want to change their lives, because when they earn 100K in the next 12 months and they've been earning 70K, guess what happens? They go and spend that $30,000 on experiences, products, and services that make them feel successful. Because with that $30,000, it's like, well, okay, I can do whatever I want with this now. This becomes discretionary income. Like, I didn't have it before and now I do. So I can essentially do almost anything I want when it comes to money. And I'm not saying $30,000 is going to be drastically life-changing, but for a lot of people, it actually is. And it engages them. I would say an extra 30K on top of a 70K salary is going to triple someone's engagement minimum in your salon, your brand, your story, and the mission and vision that you're on. So you get 4, 5, 7, 9 stylists or therapists moving from 70K a year to 100, 110K a year, you see how that starts to impact the business? Because when the staff member does well, the business will grow. So whether you're doing $700,000 a year turnover, $3 million a year turnover, I do believe that there's people out there listening to this that already know there's another level. And you might not be able to define what that level is yet, but you're hungry, you're ambitious, you want to grow into that next level. I would say that if you've got the ambition, but you don't know how to bring your team with you, there is a path. And this is the path. Number one, you need to empower, improve, and execute. Number two, you got to make the horse thirsty. You got to make your stylist and therapist super thirsty. They've got to be personally connected to why they should earn more money. And then finally, you've got to build out in a very simple, elegant way, your 100K club inside of your salon. If you want to explore this a little bit more, then I highly recommend, like totally objectively, like just jump on a chat with Larissa. Not a sales call. It's a fit call. And she'd be the first person to tell you if it's not the right fit. But if that sounds like it could be useful to figure out if going to your next level is something of interest to you, then please don't hesitate. Reach out as soon as possible. We'd love to help you go from where you are to where you want to be.
And that is a wrap, Joel. Thank you so much. And for you, if you are serious about building a high-performing team and want to install the 100K Club into your salon but aren't really sure how to get started, well, let's have a chat. You can book a free strategy call with me or one of my team. Together, we're going to map out a growth plan that takes you out of the overwhelm and into a new level of momentum. So you can scale your business towards the $1 million mark. All you need to do is check out the podcast description. The link is in the show notes of this episode, and you're welcome to book a call. Can't wait to meet you, hear your business story, your journey, your goals and aspirations, and those roadblocks that are stopping you from getting there so you can build the next chapter of leveling up your business. Otherwise, I look forward to connecting with you again, same time, same place next week on the podcast. Ciao for now.